Some exciting news in the world of bourbon. One of my favorites. I know one of your favorites. It's Angel's Envy with some big news today, and we're very excited to be the first to talk about it here on bourbonblog.com. And I have Wes Henderson, founder of Angel's Envy, here on the phone with me. How's it going, Wes?
It's going great, Tom. Thanks for spending some time with me today. We've been talking for, we've been working together for about 10 years, which is really cool. So it's always fun to catch up.
Absolutely. And we were thrilled when you first released Angel's Envy back in 2011 that we talked about a little beforehand, and we were the first to talk about that. We were the first to talk about your rye, and we so enjoyed sitting with your father and your son many years ago, tasting that at Bourbon Classic, and it was such an honor to be able to do that with you all. And now, for the first time ever, we're so thrilled. What is the new Angel's Envy release, Wes?
Well, we've just announced we have an Angel's Envy bourbon finished in Oloroso sherry cask, which is really exciting. It's been a lot of fun. It's something that we've been working on for several years, and we just kind of let it sit and let it finish and let it do its thing. We finally said, oh, it's ready, and we had to share it with the world.
This is the bourbon. This is the bourbon you've always been known for, except for it's not finished in a port barrel. It is finished in an Oloroso sherry barrel. And what's that process look like?
We've sourced barrels from Spain, of course, from the sherry region, from Jerez. The barrels were beautiful. We only got six of them, so it's a very small release. So the bourbon that we put in those barrels is aged 6 to 9 years, and then we finished it in those sherry casks for right about 2 years. It's definitely something that's very unique. And, you know, Tom, I get asked a lot, why the sherry barrel, why the port barrel, why the rum barrel? And I'm like, I go to places where I like the weather. So that's the only reason why I pick these barrels, you know. I mean, it's because I like to go there. So, and I'm just teasing. But, you know, the sherry, it does great things. I know. The sherry does great things to the bourbon. It's very complimentary, and it's turned into something really cool.
We talk about some distilleries, and, of course, everyone has their own expression, their own signature they're going to put on a whiskey to give it the right finesse for that whiskey. But when we talk about finishing, most people listening on Bourbon Blog know what this is, but when a bourbon is fully aged, it's fully aged. And to you, the bourbons you're using are between 6 to 9 years old. Any cask that it goes in after to give it that flavor, to have that barrel that's been freshly dumped, that has those elements still in it, to wrap its love around that whiskey, that's the finishing barrel. So when you all put the bourbons, they're 6 to 9 years old, in a sherry barrel, 2 years, that sounds like a long time, considering some distilleries are doing a few months. How did that decision come, and what's it going to do for the flavor of the whiskey to finish it for that long?
There's a lot going on, and those are some really good observations. One of the reasons why it spent so long in the sherry barrel is that we basically forgot about it. It had set in the warehouse. I know. But for anybody that knows me,
it's a great answer.
Yeah, as ADD as I am, and you know, I have the attention span of a 5-year-old. So anybody who knows me, is not surprised of that at all. Definitely 2 years. Not only getting the influence from the sherry, you're getting some secondary maturation from that Spanish oak. So there's a little more depth and complication to it than just a cursory finish.
Now your port, Angels, if you remind me how long is that? How many months is that? Does that go for?
Up to 6 months. And the rye is
six
up to 18
months. Okay.
Months. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the longest for Angel's Envy that you've ever finished an extra matured a barrel. And next time you forget about a barrel, I'm gonna go just to take a little sip out of that barrel that reminds you after I take this out.
Well, that's a good idea. And what they did was because I was giving out too many samples to friends, they locked it up. You know, because I thought it was really good, and I was sharing it with friends. And finally, they said, "Wes, you know, we would like to sell this one of these days. So we're only going to release 3,600 bottles. We might have had 4,600 bottles if I hadn't have done so much sampling or laboratory testing. How about that?"
So this is deep. This is rich with the sherry. Just for someone who's, whether they're listening to this later and they've already tried it or they're excited to try it, how would you describe it beyond the sherry notes? What have the flavors done when they've come together?
It really dances. That's the best way for me to describe it. You've got the elements of the bourbon, and then you've got the elements of the sherry. You've got some raisin, maybe a hint of sweetness, but not anything that makes it overly sweet in that direction. You know, the old Oloroso sherry is a little drier. It's really the best of both worlds, Tom. You've got the sweetness of the port, but you've got some dryness to offset that. And then you've got the raisins and all the other things that come along with it. They just, it's very complementary. They work very well together. And an older bourbon, a 6 to 9 year old bourbon, is also, the characteristics of that work very well with the sherry. So it's just a nice little, little puzzle that we managed to piece together, and it turned out very good.
It's the oldest bourbon you've used, and it's the longest finishing. The Angel's Envy that we all know and love with the port barrel, remind me, is about how old when it's before it goes into the port barrel.
It's 4 to 6 year old bourbon, and then in the port barrel. Now, we did a cask strength release of our bourbon in 2014 that I think was finished almost 3 years in the port barrel. So we've gone a little bit further, but you know, that's really pushing the envelope. I think, you know, the 3 years, 2 years, it seems to be a little more kind of where we want to go. And with fortified wines, you got to be careful because you get some oxidation, and you know, there's just a point to where, you know, you just kind of pull the plug on it. But the issue with the sherry was is that since I forgot about it, we weren't sampling it. I mean, I think it turned out great. Hell, it might have been better if we would have paid attention. It might have been better after 1 year. Who knows? We don't know because I didn't check it.
Going forward, as we're looking at this product, is this going to be a permanent line extension, or is this going to be more of a limited release every year?
This is the first of what we call our cellar collection, and you know, cellar is in C-E-L-L-A-R, our cellar collection, and that is our platform to test some things and to do some small releases of things we're playing around with. And, you know, it may be a platform to test things that have a wider launch at some point in time. It's also for things like just this exact thing, you know, something gets stuck in a warehouse that it's just been there for a while and it did some really magical things. And, you know, we'd like to share it with the world.
So this is, as far as we know, this is going to be a fairly limited release. You may be seeing more of the sherry going forward, but for the cellar collection, we will be seeing some other of your whiskeys aged or finished in other barrels.
For sure.
Excellent. Any that you're able to talk about now, or are those going to be sort of a surprise as they come?
They will be a surprise, just like this one was.
Just like this one was a very nice surprise. Do we even know how limited this is? I mean, this is something that you're really going to have to look for. Is this something that...
There were only 3,600 bottles worldwide, and a good portion of them are going to be sold at the distillery, so you're going to have to make a pilgrimage to Louisville. So I think road trip is in order. On our online platform, we already have 5,000 people that are clamoring to get it, which is more bottles than we have. But it's great to see that interest. You know, that just means I got to come up with something else so people can get something.
It's exciting to see something that's more limited and that will attract your fans and your enthusiasts that love Angel's Envy, as we all do, to the distillery to see what you're doing and look forward to something else in the near future. This product is, what is this going for a bottle at the distillery?
I think we're charging $199 for it. You know, and let me say something real quick about special releases now that you kind of brought that up.
Yes, go ahead.
I think we see a lot of special releases out there then, and I think some of them are special releases just to have special releases or for marketing reasons or whatever.
Of course.
You know, for a halo effect. To a certain extent, I think that's what we look for. We look for what we call a halo effect with these releases. But I've always said that we're not going to say anything until we've got something really cool to say. And by saying, I mean by putting something out. So we're not going to really be, and this is something that we have to talk about because it is special. And, you know, it's something that deserves some place in the discussion. You know, I know it's been several years since we've come out with something, but that's why it's been several years, because we're looking for special things that are special consumers want to have. And, you know, it's not rushed. It's not premeditated. It is what it is. So that's another thing that I think makes it really cool what we're doing. You know, it's very natural. It's very organic, and it's been a lot of fun.
You want to wait for when it's right, it's right. And you want to know that whiskey is something special to put on the market, whether it's in a limited release or whether it's in a whole new line extension. And as we look at what you've done, I mean, there were a few barrel-finished whiskeys on the market prior to 2011. There were craft distilleries that tried them. There were some large distilleries that tried them, but nothing, no whiskey had quite the success as American whiskeys go. Of course, the Scotch whiskey industry had done it for a while, but no other American whiskey wash had really taken this concept of finishing in a used wine barrel and inspired so many distilleries and enthusiasts and consumers in desiring more of that. Talk about that a little bit. What's that meant to you to have taken that concept and done something so special for the industry?
It really means a lot. That was something that, you know, when Dad was a Brown-Forman for 40 years, he loved secondary barrel finishes. And, you know, they had Glenmorangie, so he was able to play with those a little bit with Glenmorangie. But to bring it to American whiskey, and when we did it, as you recall, there wasn't a, I'm not going to say there was a little bit of pushback, but secondary barrel finishes were just not understood. So when people were singing American bourbon, American whiskey, like, wait a minute, what's this all about? You know, is it really bourbon? Is it this, that, and the other? And, you know, there was a little bit of concern about that. But now it's become so commonplace that nobody really even thinks about it. So be part of that, and I really think to influence that, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't think about it a lot, but it is really cool to know that something you created or a process that you made mainstream for bourbon is now become something that is, you know, widely loved and widely accepted.
Oh, it absolutely is. And you all certainly continue to be an influencer and innovator. As you look at what everyone from a craft distillery or to a large distillery now, they do more and more of those. I think that's one of the last several years, it seems to be, if, you know, for lack of a better word, one of the biggest trends is that secondary barrel finishing. What more can you do with a whiskey? You can age it, you can finish it, you can look at the grain, you can look at the profile, where it's aged. As you look forward, I mean, that there's always a chance. I'm sure there's going to be something new, a new trend, a new innovation that a distillery will do with whiskey. Is that something that you hope to do in the future, something that hasn't been done? Is it something that you all talked about? What boundaries can you push that will influence the industry even more?
We're always thinking about things to do and different ways to do things. You know, the new distillery's been open for a little over 2 years, and that's giving us some, you know, ability to kind of control our destiny more there and experiment with things. And we've been doing that. We've just, any crazy ass idea that we come up with, we'll run it up the flagpole and see if it makes any sense. And if it makes sense, then we'll do it. You know, I think true innovators don't necessarily set out to innovate. They just do their thing. You know, they do their thing the way they know how to do it, and you hope that your art will be considered something that's special and innovative, and sometimes you get lucky that you knock one out of the park and you come up with something that ends up being a mainstay or a staple, and we just, that's kind of feel about what we did. You know, we just did our thing, we did what we do well, we were happy to do it, and we had no idea that it was going to succeed how it has. And it's been a great blessing, man. We still got a lot of work to do. We're still a teeny tiny little brand, Tom.
It's still growing. It's still a smaller brand in the grand scheme of things. And the sherry finished bourbon, which again will only be available in limited quantities at the distillery, and will we be seeing it in any other fine liquor stores anywhere in the country or internationally?
Just in Kentucky. It'll be at the distillery and then some retailers in the Kentucky area. Again, only 3,600 bottles. And, you know, we wanted to get some of it out to our retail partners, but the reality of it is we just don't have a lot of it. We're keeping it here. But, you know, we want people to make the pilgrimage. We're happy to visit with you. And I know people are talking from coming all over the country to pick up their bottles. And that's really cool. So we're going to welcome them with open arms. And the 15th is, and I probably should have said that, the 15th is the day it'll be released.
15th of February, starting the 15th of February, that is when we'll be seeing it. And as popular as it will be, who knows how long it'll stick around for. Day after Valentine's Day, rather eloquent timing, you know, the love for something new, right?
Absolutely. And I can't think of a better gift for your loved one than a bottle of Oloroso Sherry Vintage Bourbon.
I don't think there would be anything better than
forget Kroger flowers like I do the same, like I wake up in the morning and it's my wife's birthday and forget that it's her birthday and I have to go to the grocery store and get your store flowers at, you know, 8 in the morning. No, you can get some of our special release, and there's your Valentine's Day gift.
If you were going to pair this this whiskey with one thing? I mean, any kind of food, chocolate. I mean, what would you pair it with? Is there one thing you think it would go well with?
That's a really good question.
Besides a glass or a rock or, you know, I mean, I'm sure.
No, you mentioned chocolate. I love chocolate. I really do.
Yeah.
We've got some chocolates that we designed, Kyle and I designed with the local chocolatier that we do. We sell them at the distillery. Chocolate is an amazing pairing. I mean, the cheese also. And cheese
right.
is with bourbon. You know, there are lots of aged Gouda and some other things like that. That pairs really well.
Excellent. I can imagine that would be very tasty. Okay, thank you so much for taking some time today. Anything else you want to say about this or anything happening in Angel's Envy that maybe we didn't cover that's coming up that you want people to know about?
No, everything's good. You know, Kyle is plugging away. Kyle's our production manager. My son Andrew now is our lead distiller. My 20-year-old Spencer just started in the visitor center in the retail space. One of my favorite interviews I've ever done is the interview we did at the Bourbon Classic with Dad.
Yes, special.
That is one of the most special memories I have with my father, and it was really one of the last big interviews that he did before he passed away, so it holds a very special place in my heart. I don't know if that's still available on your site.
Oh, it is, and we'll post it along with the story, and thank you. That meant a lot to us to be with you all and to experience that with Bourbon Classic, so thank you for the compliment, and, you know, absolutely our honor. We'll pass it along to folks, and, you know, chronicling the history of what's unfolded has been a real blessing for me, and, you know, thank you for giving us a chance to help tell your story.
You got it, my friend. Thank you so much.